And this children's song, which I teach, has some hand movements, which I can see some of the people know about the hand movements. And there's also a Hebrew lesson that we incorporated into it. You get a little bit of this and a little bit of that and all kinds of things. All right, we will show you the hand movements. Are you going to teach this to us? It goes like this. Let me show you the song first. David Melech Yisrael, Chai Chai Vekayam, 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 David Melech Yisrael, Chai Chai Vekayam. One time in slow motion for all of us, okay? Here goes. Slow-mo. In you go. One, you going to show us? We go down two, right? Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Got it. Here we go. Down, down, clap, clap, cross, cross, fists, fists, elbows, elbows, knee, slap, clap, clap, cross, cross, fists, 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 elbows, elbows. Last one again. Knee, clap, clap, cross, cross, fists, fists, elbows, elbows. David Melech Yisrael, Chai Chai Vekayam, 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 David Melech Yisrael, Chai Chai Vekayam. We're going to continue. What's your name, please? We're going to do a real we're going to get there. Do you want to stay up here? I wanted to give you a break and let you enjoy yourself. You want to stay up here? Yeah. All right. What's your name? Amelia. Let's have a round of applause for Amelia, please. All right. We want more of you. Here we go. You said faster, right? I'll tell you what. Do you know when the Hebrew word, what ema is? Mother, like you're supposed to know that, dummy, right? What am I doing here? Okay. Amelia, thank you very much. You don't need me anymore. She's here. Okay, Amelia. Ema in the Hebrew language is mother, and Abba is father. So if we're going to play the opposite games. Who said that learning isn't fun? I see what you're going to do now. The opposite game. I say ema, which is mom. We're trying to learn the Hebrew word for mom. And you say Abba, which is father, like father, dad. So I go ema. You say Abba, Abba, ema. This is the tricky part. Ima Abba, Abba Ima, Abba Ima, Ima Abba, Ima Abba, Abba Ima, Abba Ima, Ima Abba. You ready for the hand motions? Now we get back to the David. Here we go. David, Melech Yisrael, Chai Chai Vekayam, David Melech Yisrael, Chai Chai Vekayam, David Melech Yisrael, Chai Chai Vekayam, David Melech Yisrael. Chai Chai Vekayam, David Melech Yisrael, Chai Chai Vekayam, David Melech Yisrael, Chai Chai Vekayam. Next word, how do we say yes in Hebrew? Cain. Cain means yes, and no in Hebrew is low. So you guys are ready for that trip to Jerusalem, I'm telling you. We are ready. We got the yes, we got the no, we got the shalom. I'm talking, we're fluent, we're ready. Where's the bus? We're all going to get on the bus and fly to Jerusalem, okay? Cain low. I say Cain low, low. Cain low, low a Cain. 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 Y'all are good. David Melech Yisrael. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. David Melech Yisrael. Chai Chai Vekayam, 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 David Melech Yisrael. Chai Chai Vekayam. And before we leave our last part of our lesson, we'll learn a little Yiddish. Yiddish is that, oh boy. Ach, wie sind ich mein Kinder, oi, ja, oi, what are you saying? You're talking to me like I don't understand you. Anyway, but we have Bubby which is grandmother. Oh, you know your stuff. Who's the parent of this child? The proud, proud parent. This is educated young girl. Very nice job. Round of applause for the parents. Thank you. Where y'all from? Lakeland. That's in. I knew that. I'm from Jacksonville. They tell me that that's in. Yeah. It's close to it. Close to it. Southern South Georgia. I live in Jacksonville, Florida. But Bubby is grandma and Zadie is, I guess, grandfather. That's a good guess. Very good. Very good. So I say Bubby. You say Zadie. Zadie. Bubby Zadie. Zadie Bubby. Bubby, Zadie, Zadie, Bubby. Zadie, Bubby, Bubby, Zadie. Zadie, Bubby, Zadie, Bubby, Bubby, Zadie, Zadie, Bubby. Whatever I said backwards is right. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. David, Melech Yisrael. Chai, chai, v'kayam. David, Melech Yisrael. Chai, chai, v'kayam. David, Melech Yisrael. Chai, chai, v'kayam. Last time. David, Melech Yisrael. Chai, chai, v'kayam. David, Melech Yisrael. Chai, chai, v'kayam. David, Melech Yisrael. Chai, chai, v'kayam. Amelia, ladies and gentlemen. I think I'm being thrown off the stage. I don't know. But come and see us in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm the cantor for the Jacksonville Jewish Center. I enjoyed being here. Thank you very much.
A warm round of applause. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You were a wonderful audience. I'd like to compliment you. This was just terrific. And this is what the festival is about, is sharing and learning about others' traditions so that we can appreciate another person's point of view and another person's life ways. And that's what our festival is about, is this sharing and celebrating of our different traditions, because it really is a bond. We have a lot of commonness within our differentness. There's both continuity and change within folklore and folk life, and this has certainly been showcased here at our 44th Annual Florida Folk Festival. Now, there is a change from your printed program. We have an herbalist with us who will be talking to you about some of the traditional healing practices that she learned from her father. And we need to set up our stage just a little bit. We're going to need a chair to put a few of the herbs on, or maybe we could use the piano bench for that. And Maud, I'm going to ask that you come on up to the stage so we can help you get set up, but I am going to give you a truly wonderful introduction, but I think it would be helpful if we could go ahead and maybe bring some of your plants to this area. And if okay, our volunteer will bring the piano bench. We'll set up. That's great. Right here. Mom, do you want a chair or will you stand? Okay, let's set up here. Doesn't that smell? I don't know if you can smell the herbs from there, but they smell so sweet and so good, and I was sitting by these herbs, so I'm quite sure I've received some healing benefits. I have with me Maud Scott. Her father was Cherokee in Congo. Her mother was Black Hawk and Mohawk, and she learned many of her healing traditions from her father. She really followed in her father's footsteps. Her training began early in her childhood. She assisted her father early in her childhood in collecting and preparing herbs for treatments. Today, she still not only diagnoses and treats those who request help, but she delivers lectures and seminars in this country. I ask that you help me in welcoming Maud Scott to our Folklife Area stage. Okay, let's begin. This will be kind of an interview process, and we are going to ask for questions from the audience. But I'm going to ask that Maud tell you about how she learned, something a little bit about her background. And I'd also like to recognize our signer on the stage. I am not, you are new to me. Okay, the other Diane. And we welcome you to our stage as well.
I am original a Floridian, born in Jacksonville, Florida. My dad was raised in Cherokee, North Carolina, where he was born. My grandmother, Cherokee Indian, she was 132 when she died. My granddad, when the white man brought the slaves from Congo, Africa, he was 112 when he died. My dad was 1 month from being 95 years old when he died. Right now, I feel pretty good. I'm almost 78. And I'm a strict vegetarian. No dairy products. Nothing with a face on it do I eat. So cauliflower and broccoli and all those things does not have a face. And this is what I live from. I raise my children vegetarians, and my grandchildren, they've never had a piece of flesh meat in their mouths, in their life. And it's just amazing. They are so healthy. My grandmother, they had 32 sons and daughters, but she had two marriages. The first husband died. And my granddad was the second husband, which was the Congo African. He was 7 foot tall. He wore a size 15 shoe. They had to make his shoes. And they are called the strongest next to the elephants. And he really was. We grew up knowing God. Prayer every morning and prayer every evening. We had a wonderful, wonderful Christian home where we were trained to honor our parents regardless to whoever they were, especially if they were grown. We did have to be kind to the young people too. I want to talk a little bit about a few of these bushes that we have here. The wax myrtle or the bayberry bush. I don't know how many know about this beautiful bush, this beautiful tree. I have people that was crippled. I was out in Omaha, Nebraska, just last week. I have a lady that was on crutches. I boil the bayberry bush, strain it, put it in the bathtub with the bath water, and let them sit for 1 hour. I wish you could see our pores. You know, we have trillions of little pores. And it's amazing. When they get out of the bathtub and let the water out, you can take a tablespoon and scoop the mud up out of the bathtub by the tablespoons full, because the majority of people take a shower and not sit in the bathtub to get a bath. I had a lady that was very sick, worked every day in the nursing home. She had not slept in over 7 months at night. And when I put her in the bathtub, it's amazing, she slept after that. And she slept, and she slept. She did not die, but she learned how to sleep again. That is a great tea. You all have bayberry trees around here, the myrtle tree everywhere around here. And that's a good tea. You only sweeten it with a little honey. No white sugar. And anything that you eat, no sugar at all. Honey is very, very good. Babies drink it. I have a lady, well, a little girl. They say she was raped. She had a baby. And the guy that did this to her, he had a terrible disease, chlamydia. And chlamydia is syphilis and gonorrhea, two diseases in one. And this baby was born with that. Her great aunt took her and raised her. And this is the tea that she made for her. She would carry 6 bottles of the bayberry tea in a little cooler. And that's what she raised her on. Would you imagine whether or not the baby has chlamydia? Of course not. She is just as healthy as a healthy person now. And she's about 5 years old, about 5 or 6 now. And every time I see her, she grabbed me around the neck and hugged me and tell me how much she loved me. Do we all know what this is? Tell me, somebody. Spanish moss. This is a very, very good tea. Crippled people get in the bathtub in the tea and they walk again. This is potassium and iodine. This is good for sugar diabetes. And it's all on the trees. But you all rather go and take a pill to ease the pain, but you got to work at what the problem, you know, the problem that we have, that's what we have to work at. So we can get well, you know, not just feel better and the pain comes back. We have to get after that pain and find out what causes that pain. Yes, everything that I'm talking about, you boil it. Well, I do all of my teas for 1 hour. After I let it come to a rolling boil, then I will lower the fire and let it simmer for 1 hour. Then I turn it off and put the cover on and let it sit for 1 hour, 2 or 3, something like that. The longer you let it sit, it brings out all the goodness. Then you strain it with your strainer, put it in the bathtub, put your feet in, any of those things. What do we know about garlic? Besides, they say it's good for high blood pressure. It's good for, oh yes, and eats up the poison in the body. It's just amazing. And one thing is really, really beautiful. If somebody in the home or wherever is sick and they need something, the garlic and horseradish. Do we know what horseradish is? You know, it's a great big something like a hammer. And you buy it at the grocery store, the supermarket. I use a horseradish and garlic. And I liquefy a piece of horseradish about so big and about 1 inch worth of that. You cut the horseradish up small because it's tough when you put it in the blender. I have 5 bulbs of garlic that I have peeled and I put in with that piece of horseradish. I have 1 gallon of distilled water. I fill the pitcher half full, turn it on, liquefy, and let it zzz, you know, and until it liquefies, put it back in the bottle where the distilled water is. Shake it real well. 3 times a day, 1/4 cup, which is 4 tablespoons full, 3 times a day in apple juice. Some people can take it in tomato sauce. And it's just really wonderful. It just does wonders. And old people, oh, it just makes them feel good. Like me, because I'm 77 and a half. Anything that's wrong with you, it's good for that. And don't worry about what it smells like. Take a little piece of parsley and put it in your mouth and chew it, and it gets the breath good again. Five bulbs, the whole thing. And you're only taking 4 tablespoons full now. And then you fill it with apple juice. And if it's a little hot, you add a little more apple juice. And you sip it. You do not drink it down all at one time. If you do, you'll have to lie down because the garlic is potent. And it's very, 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 very good for all kinds of sicknesses that we have. It's amazing. garlic and horseradish, you do not have to put in the fridge. You know, it's a preservative. It preserves itself. No, you just sit it on the cabinet, shake it real well every day before you take it. And it's amazing. And I don't give anybody or tell them to take anything that I don't take myself. I could not be up before anybody. You know, if I was great, big, and huge, and I'm trying to teach somebody how to slim down their bodies and that kind of thing, and there are people that's overweight, just go out there to the ocean where the, you know, the salt water is. Do you know the seaweed that washes up every 24 hours, it comes up from the earth, from the water down at the bottom? That's bladderwrack or the sea wrack or the seaweed. People that's low in potassium and iodine, just remember our thyroid is the thing that controls our whole organism. And when we get low in iodine, we start getting goiters and all that kinds of thing. You don't want to be cut. So you learn how to go get the right things that we need so we can be healthy. So that is really, really wonderful. The bladder rack. Weight loss. My hubby was 212 pounds. He weighed 140 pounds. And that's what I gave him every day. He had three big tall glasses a day. You would not believe he is an old man. He's 20 years my senior. When I married him, I was 59. He was 79. And he could not walk, put one foot in front of the other. He asked me, would I look after him until he passed away? They sent him from Syracuse, New York to die. Oh, you should see him now. He struts with his walker now. He gets his own bath and he gets his own shave. He shaves himself. He's amazing. I say, no, we're not having any invalids in our home. And we don't. Yes. Yes. And the best that you go and get is that just wash up from the ocean or the sea. You know, it's still nice. And yes, the dry that lay a long time, you don't necessarily need that because it's coming up all the time. I was over in the Bahamas when I said that. Everybody went out with trash liners and tin tubs. And in the area where we were, there were no seaweed there because the people, and most of the people are great big huge. You know, you just don't eat right anyway in the first place. And they're just great big old huge people. And I have some that has lost as many as 300 pounds. But you just don't try to rush yourself to lose the weight. It's just a slow process that you do. And it works, miracles. It's amazing. You know what you do? That salt water is a beautiful thing to preserve things, you know, and to keep stuff off. But if you want your things clean, you get lemon juice, like 4 or 5 tablespoons full, and 4 or 5 tablespoons of salt. You have your lukewarm water in the sink, and you leave it there for about 15 minutes. And all the bacteria and whatever is there, it's going to come off because lemon is an alkaline. And it takes care of anything like that. This is fig. Do we know the fig tree? Okay. Now, I don't use eyeglasses. I take about 5 fig leaves and use a pint of distilled water. And I cut the leaves up. And I make a tea. I let it boil, come to a boil for about 15, 20 minutes. Turn it off with the cover on it. And I strain the tea. I have 2 I cups. 1 I cup for the right and 1 for the left. And I do not mix up the right one with the left. And my eyes feel good. I do not have to wear eyeglasses. And it's amazing. I have a sister that is a diabetic. Both of her legs, gangrene had set in. She called me crying. I say, Ruth, what is it now? She said, Maud, if I go to the hospital now, they're going to cut both of my legs off. This was down in Miami at the Jackson Hospital. And I say, do you want to get well? She said, yes. I say, come on over and get me. We went to a friend of mine and got some fig leaves. She got a bag full and I did too. There was one fig left on the tree, one fig on the tree. She boiled the fig leaves, And after boiling them, she let the water cool down. And when the water got cold, she put her feet in. See, gangrene had set in. She had a little toe just hanging on. So it was dying. But the skin was still connected on the top of her toe to her foot. And believe you me, after she took her feet out of the water when it got cold, all the gangrene was gone. It's amazing. And that was a miracle, I know. And I could just tell the world what has happened to her. She had low blood sugar one time. She had high blood sugar one time. So she learned how to eat right. She does not have to take insulin anymore because she's using the herbs now. That makes a delicious tea. Oh, it is so deliciously good. And I just, whoever has a fig tree need to share with somebody else. It's just a regular fig tree. I don't know what it's called otherwise. The common name is fig. Now, there are two kinds of fig trees because there's a fig tree that has little tiny figs on it, you know, about the size of my thumbnail. And there, they work the same way. This is the pepper grass or the smart weed. The little hot seeds. Haven't any of you been out and gathered some of the pepper grass and it's real hot and spicy? This is what most of my friends use when it's dry. They put it in the blender and they blend it and put it in their shaker. And this is what they use instead of black pepper. This is a wonderful green, the leaves on it. You season your pot with this. Put it in your collard greens, your mustard greens, or the pork salad greens, which is so delicious with a piece of cornbread. And it's also, you can get a bath in it. And it's good for sugar, diabetes, arthritis, those kind of things. Whoever come from Georgia or Alabama or parts of Florida, this is life everlasting, and the Indians call it rabbit tobacco. The folk would sneak this when they were children. They would sneak and smoke this. But it smells just like tobacco, but it is coming. It isn't any kin at all from a tobacco plant. And we need to be careful about the tobacco plant because it's very dangerous. I had studies on it, and the tobacco leaf has 27 different poisons growing in the plant, in the leaf. And when they spray the leaves to get rid of the hookhead worm, they're adding more poison to that. And so, therefore, there's an awful lot of poison in a tobacco leaf, which causes emphysema, and emphysema is cancer. So, all smokers, one thing I could tell you that is very, very good is a magnolia leaf, the magnolia, and it works miracles. You make a tea. The flowers are good for intermittent fevers, flus, and colds. Even the bulbs with the red seeds, they're all good. And it's a very, very bitter tea, and it fights the tobacco and the bloodstream, you know, and we need to, if we smoke, we need to back off from it because those lungs, I've seen the doctor take a lung out of a person, and after he took it out, he just put it in his hand and balled it up just like that. No life whatsoever. It looked like a pot scraper. You know, it looked like the steel wool with no soap in it. That's the way it looked, just dead. And we want to live as long as we can. We want to be healthy and have a healthy body. It's good for the nerves, for anything in the line of the nerves. It's good for the heart, the brain, and the mind. It's called rabbit tobacco. The medicinal name is Life Everlasting. But the bunny rabbits nibble on it, and so the Indians call name it Rabbit Tobacco. Yes, everything up here, you make a tea, say with a pint of water, you know, 2 cups of water and a handful or two. Gentlemen, this is a wonder plant here. And it's amazing. It works miracle for the prostate gland. And it works, it's good for cancer. See the green leaves over there? This is where it comes from, the palmetto. This is a palmetto berry. Oh, yes, he says. Saw palmetto is not the same as the palmetto berry, but people that are writing books.